As you know, two black teenage girls murdered an Asian immigrant driver from Pakistan, which is in Asia, by the way. They murdered him. He was an Uber Eats driver. He was murdered in D.C. And you've probably seen the video about this. It's just extraordinary. The entire mainstream media refuses to say that these girls were black. And I mean, it's, in fact, I'm sure they're going to blame white people somehow for this, but this is indicative of the total dishonesty of the media and how they're constantly pushing race narratives. So while the real violence in America disproportionately comes from people of color, that's who's committing most of the violence in America against Asians. In fact, it's black on Asian crime that is the highest percentage of hate crime against Asians in America. And yet, the media is constantly trying to distort this and claim that the real threat is white people. And they're claiming that white nationalism is the threat, or white terrorism, or white Christians, or white Trump supporters. Well, you know what? I mean, the statistics don't lie. You look at the FBI statistics of who's actually carrying out violent crime in America, and it is very strongly and disproportionately black people who are carrying out most of the crime in America, and especially black-on-black crime. So you look at the people who are being shot and killed in Chicago or Detroit on any given day, especially on weekends, most of it is black-on-black crime. The media pretends that that's not happening. And then when two black teen girls murder an Asian immigrant, CNN describes it as, quote, an accident, as if it were a car accident. It's not an accident when you attack a car owner with stun guns, and then as he's hanging on to the driver's door, you drive off and slam him against obstacles and then crash the car and kill him. That's not an accident. That's called carjacking and murder. And that's what these two black teens are being charged with. And this happened in D.C. So, of course, the minute it happened, it wasn't hard to realize what we're looking at here. But D.C. Mayor Bowser then victim blames the dead Asian immigrant driver. Instead of saying, hey, two black girls murdered an immigrant here, instead, Mayor Bowser, who is black herself, says that carjackings are crimes of opportunity, meaning it's your fault for having a car there that provided an opportunity for two young female black thugs to try to carjack you and murder you, you know? So it's the victim's fault when the perpetrators are black. And that's the narrative in the media. It's always the victim's fault when the perpetrators are black. And then when the perpetrator is white, in the cases where there's a white person committing a crime, then suddenly all white people are to blame. White people are bad. It's the fault of the race of white people. But then again, when a black person carries out a crime, you never see the media say that all black people are to blame for that crime, because that would be racist. But they use that logic and distortion when attacking white people. Now, there was recently a shooting in Boulder that many people in the mainstream media immediately leaped to the conclusion that it was a white shooter. This was in the King Soopers grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, which is a liberal stronghold, an anti-gun stronghold. And the King Soopers grocery store had even told all their customers to leave their concealed carry guns at home, creating a very risky, very vulnerable environment where people would get shot, right? So that was all deliberate on the part of King Soopers to create that environment. Well, when the shooter was first apprehended, left-wing media personalities said, oh, well, it's a white person. It's always a white person. The white person always commits the violence. Turns out it was an angry anti-Trump Muslim who carried out that violence. And all of a sudden, the story disappeared, you see, because it wasn't the right narrative. And I think the race editor at USA Today got fired because she had said it was a white person. Turns out it wasn't. So she actually lost her job, which is very rare in the media, for being caught lying and smearing an entire race. But the upshot of all of this is that we have the truth, we have the reality of where violent crime is coming from in America, and then we have the fake lies and journo terrorism of the media that's trying to flip that upside down. In reality, most of the violent crime in America, again, disproportionate to their population, comes from Black Americans who are typically in the inner cities, where violence is part of the culture. It's violent crime, it's carjackings, it's robbings, it's murder, this is part of, you know, Detroit. This is part of the culture. And the media, though, pretends that that never happens, that there are no shootings in Chicago. There is no black-on-black crime. They pretend there's no black-on-Asian crime. They pretend that all the bad people in America are white and that they're bad because of the color of their skin or the fairness of their skin, I guess. And that's why the media are journo-terrorists. They're trying to start a race war. They are trying to cast the blame for violence on the wrong people. They're doing it on purpose because they want white people to be angry for being falsely accused of being violent. This is all part of their plan. And at the same time, the media pushes free money handouts to who? Black people only. So you have reparations in California now for Black people who are poor, but not white people who are poor. So no matter how impoverished you are, if the color of your skin is white, you are considered by the government of California to be a bad person, unworthy of receiving financial assistance. But if your skin color is black, then you are given an extra $500 a month, at least in this one city where this experiment is going on. And the media celebrates that and says because of the color of their skin, these people need extra money. But if you're white, you're worthless to society. You don't count. You don't get any assistance. And this is the extreme bigotry and racism and intolerance of the media at work. And this is how the media is trying to start a race war in America and divide the country by race. Now, the important thing is that we, the people, don't fall for this race-baiting attempt by the media. We need to, if we ever hope to live in any kind of society without all this violence, we need to stop falling for their narrative and judge people by their merits rather than the color of their skin. And that's something the left never wants anyone to do. We need to say that violence against others is wrong regardless of the color of your skin. And we need to call out the journo terrorists for their race baiting and demand that they do be fired and that they retract when they keep blaming white people for everything, when in fact white people are not the originating cause of most violent crime in America, not by a long shot. So we need to call them out for their lies. But more importantly, we need to understand that the media wants us to judge people by the color of their skin. The media wants black people to hate white people, and they want white people to hate black people, and they want Asians to hate white people, and so on. Don't fall for that narrative. Don't let them stir up hate inside you. Instead, judge everyone only by the merits of their morality, their ethics, their behavior, their actions. That's how we get back to a truly equal society or equal opportunity society, equal justice society, is when everyone is judged based on their merits. And so this is why these left-wing policies are so destructive to society when they say, like what Senator Hirono says, she's not going to vote to appoint anyone to Biden's cabinet if they have white skin. She will only vote for people if they're transgender or bisexual or have dark skin or what have you. Okay, that is the most destructive, most bigoted, most hate-filled announcement that I think I've ever seen from a sitting U.S. senator. She should resign in shame. She should be ejected from the Senate by the other senators for making such a statement. To stand there and say that she's going to be a racist, she's going to judge people by the color of their skin rather than their qualifications, that is just blatant racism by definition. And yet that is what the left has become in America today. And they're doing this again on purpose. They want to invoke racial animosity. They want a race war in America. The same playbook has been used by Soros and other globalists all around the world, in Kosovo, for example, in the late 1990s, same thing, except they were pitting one religious group against another religious group. Well, now they're trying to start a race war in America, and we the people need to say no. But we also need to tell the truth about where violence is coming from when it happens. So if it's two black girls that are killing a Pakistani immigrant, we need to say, hey, it's two black girls that did that. If it's two white girls that killed somebody, it's two white girls. You can't protect one ethnic group, such as blacks, in order to try to push this false narrative, which is what the media does. That is dishonest. They will never name a Muslim or a black person involved in crime. For example, if a Muslim terrorist takes a van and runs over people on the sidewalk, the media blames the van. They'll even say a white van ran over people because they don't want to say the Muslim driver was driving the van. We saw that over and over again with attacks in Paris, I think, and across Europe in years past. They will never say who the driver is. Now, unless it happened to be a white driver, you know, like a white American conservative driver, then the headline would be, you know, crazed conservative white nationalist runs over people. In that case, it wouldn't be the van ran over people. It would be the driver. But when the driver is Muslim, suddenly it's the van that's responsible for running people over. But now there's one more thought in all of this that I think is very important. Where does the violence come from in inner city black America? Because there is a culture problem with inner city low-income black America. There's a culture of violence. Where does that come from? And the answer is, it comes from the policies of Democrats. So the Democrats are deliberately trying to keep black Americans trapped in that spiral of violence and criminality and government dependence. So I don't even blame the black Americans who live in those communities. They are also victims of Democrat policies. The Democrats dumbed down the schools on purpose. They almost try to farm black people in those communities as voters and government dependents so that they can always manipulate them but keep them trapped in a system where they can never get ahead. And it's the economic policies, it's the corruption in places like Detroit and Chicago and other predominantly black cities or black areas of cities all across America. It's a deliberate desire to build a kind of a vote harvesting / farming operation in which black people are trapped for a lifetime. And this is why the schools are dumbed down. And, you know, this is why the economic policies punish people for working and reward people for having more children and staying poor and reward people just for being black. I mean, all of these policies are designed to trap them. So, and it's all based on Democrats and how they want to, I guess we could say, create urban plantations of blacks in America who are reliable Democrat voters. And who tends to vote Democrat? Well, people who are not well-informed, people who don't see themselves as having much opportunity on their own. So they want to have the socialist handouts and so on. And that's the situation that Democrats create. And notably, Trump fought against that. And Trump had black unemployment rates at the lowest level in history in America. Trump's policies were helping black Americans start their own businesses and succeed and get away from dependence on Democrat government. And yet, what did the Democrats do? Then they run Black Lives Matter and Antifa terrorist operations to burn down local black businesses. So there's a case where there's violence against blacks carried out by not just other black people, but also crazy left-wing white people who really are the actors or the operatives inside Black Lives Matter. Most members of Black Lives Matter are not black, it turns out. They are crazy leftist white people who also are part of this whole effort to create poor black plantations in America's cities. So how do you do that? Well, you burn down their businesses. And that's exactly what Black Lives Matter accomplished. You burn down the local businesses, and then you loot everything so that the local businesses move away because they can't survive all the looting and all the crime. So, you know, the pharmacies are moving out, the department stores, whatever, the local retailers, they're all moving out. Grocery stores are shutting down and moving out, creating food deserts in black inner cities all across America, all by design. This is what Democrats are doing. They want black Americans to be helpless. You don't even have access to healthy food. You don't have access to a local business where you might have a job. They want black inner cities to be collapsed zones or plantations where no one has any chance to ever escape. And it's all by design. It's all Democrat policies. So, you know, in the end of this, even though most of the violent crime in America is carried out by people of color, it's not even their fault from the get-go, because they are brought up and indoctrinated and trapped in systems that foment violence. And that's all by design from the Democrats. So that's the big picture that the media will never report. So who are the real enemies in America? Who are the real terrorists? It's not the black people or the white people or the Asian people or the immigrant people, any of that. You know who the real terrorists are? It's the Democrats and the media, and to some extent, certain sectors of bad, corrupt government. These are the real enemies of we the people. And we the people is white people, black people, Asian people, Hispanic people, all kinds of people, immigrant people, and so on. Most people just want to be left alone and be free, be able to run a business, keep what they've earned, and not be harassed, not have their business burned down, not be attacked, not be threatened by government. The deep state is now becoming an anti-white, kind of like a Stasi SS, you know, operation. And that's the weaponization of government against a certain racial group. That's exactly what's going on under the Biden regime, because they are trying to start a race war in America. And by the way, gun control will be one of the key components for them to try to kick up this race war to another notch. They know that most gun owners in America tend to be white people, although there are plenty of black gun owners and you know, Asian gun owners and lots of other groups that own guns, Hispanic gun owners and so on, because everybody realizes that none of us are safe when the Democrats are defunding the police and running, you know, terrorist teams such as Antifa to attack and burn down local businesses and attack innocent people and so on. And, you know, how are you going to be safe in a Democrat city when there's no police response anyway? In fact, these two black girls in D.C., the only way they were caught was by National Guard troops that happened to be there, not the local police. If not for the guard, those two black girls would have gotten away. So gun control is the next step. They're going to try to start a race war in America. This is a George Soros plan, and you and I need to resist this and understand that a person of a different color than you or a different ethnicity than you, they are not the enemy. The enemy are the puppet masters up high who are trying to manipulate your emotions, manipulate your perception, and have turned the media into a journo-terrorist organization and have turned government into a weapon against certain targeted ethnic groups. Those are the true enemies of humanity and the enemies of peace. Keep all that in mind. And everybody get armed legally wherever you can, because it's going to become more and more violent. There will be more crime by design in every city across America. It's all part of the plan of the Democrats. They want a race war to break out. They're going to do everything they can to push it, including pushing major false flag operations. That's coming probably later this year. So be prepared for that. Never let the globalists have control over your emotional state. If you can't control your emotional state, or you find yourself slipping into seething anger against a certain ethnic group, you should check yourself and realize that's a manipulation. That's what you're designed. I mean, that's what they are designing you to do. It's not who you really are. But thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and brighteon.com.